Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi Singh. Welcome to another edition of our weekly podcast. Global equities consolidated after a series of stronger than expected US economic data, which included consumer spending, manufacturing and services PMI, factory orders and job openings, drove bond yields higher, leading to most US equity benchmarks posting weekly declines. Emerging market equities trended mixed, with Malaysia and Chinese equities gaining after PMI data showed that manufacturing and services activity improved in China, while Philippines and Australian equities declined the most. Back home, Indian equities consolidated after 2 weeks of gains. The Nifty index started the week on a positive note but traded sideways before rising later in the week, driven by strong economic data that was reported during the week. Broader markets continued their rally and outperformed large-cap equities during the week. The Nifty mid-cap index was up 4%, while the Nifty small-cap index was up 7% for the week. Among sectors, utilities and metals led the winners with gains of over 4.7%, while FMCG was the only sector to close flat during the week. The Indian fixed income market came under pressure. Indian government bond yields rose across the curve, in line with the sharp rise in US bond yields, driven by stronger than expected US economic data. Sentiments also weakened after the RBI announced switching to multiple price-based pricing methodology at the weekly bond auction starting this fiscal, after a gap of around 3 years. The 10-year Indian government bond yield rose 7 basis points to close at 7.12%, while the 3-year and 5-year Indian government bond yields rose 4 basis points each. The INR gained 0.1% against the USD to close at 83.3 per dollar, as the impact of higher crude oil prices, stronger US dollar and rising US bond yields were negated by strong domestic macro data and FX reserve hitting an all-time high. INR gold rose 4.1%. Brent crude oil rose around 4% for the week to close at $91 per barrel, boosted by stronger than expected US economic data and escalating geopolitical tensions in the Middle East after an Iranian embassy was attacked in Syria. Among the macro updates for the week, the first was on India's manufacturing PMI, which rose to 59.1 in March of 2024, compared to 56.9 recorded in the previous month. This was the fastest growth in the factory activity since February of 2008, as output and new orders grew the most in nearly 3.5 years, while export orders rose the most since May of 2022. Employment climbed to the strongest since September of 2023. On the pricing front, input price inflation accelerated to a 5-month high, driven by higher raw material costs, while output cost inflation eased to the weakest in over a year. Finally, business sentiment slipped to a 4-month low in concerns about inflation. The second data was on India services PMI, which rose to 61.2 in March of 2024, compared to 60.6 recorded in the previous month. Business activity rose at the strongest rates since mid-2010, with new export orders rising the most since September of 2014. On the pricing front, input price inflation accelerated and above its long-term average due to higher labor and material costs. Output cost inflation rose to its highest since July of 2017. During the week, the RBI Monetary Policy Committee also concluded its meeting for April 2024, key highlights of which include: the RBI MPC voted 5-1 to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% and retained the policy stance of withdrawal of accommodation, which is in line with expectations. The RBI acknowledged that inflation has declined significantly over the past few months but still remains above target, and thus reiterated that monetary policy has to remain vigilant to align headline inflation to a stable and durable target of 4%. Governor Das highlighted that the recovery in private capex cycle is becoming more broad-based, with the RBI surveys indicating more business optimism and rising capacity utilization. In terms of global growth, RBI highlighted that the global economy has remained resilient, with inflation moving towards target but at a slower pace, which is why global central banks are cautious in their guidance on the timing and magnitude of the interest rate cuts. On domestic growth and inflation, RBI retained its earlier projections. It kept the GDP growth forecast for fiscal year 2025 unchanged at 7% and the average inflation forecast for fiscal year 2025 unchanged at 4.5%. the governor reiterated the RBI's unwavering focus on price stability given the strong growth momentum. At this point, I'll take a pause and thank you as always for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and subscribe. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.se.com/in.